On 11.16 SEN, the ultimate rap with Tony Shebeki.
Plenty still to come here on the ultimate rap. Troy Zantuck joining me here in the studio. And on the phone, Mark Sefoulis joins us, our ultimate rap tennis expert. G'day, Mark.
Morning, guys, and morning to all the mothers out there. Happy Mother's Day to you all.
Thank you very much. I'll pass that on to them for you.
Thank you very much.
Eleni Bouchard, Maria Sharapova, Madrid, grud match. How did that end up?
Wow, what an epic battle that was. After all the controversy about the Bouchard calling Maria a cheat and she shouldn't be back on the tour, Bouchard took the match 6-4 in the third set. So it was an epic battle the whole way through, and obviously a few glares across the other end of the net. And Maria gave it everything and didn't want to lose that match. And Bouchard just had a little bit more extra motivation. And I think the handshake at the end was probably a sight for everyone to watch. It was pretty cold, and there was no feelings between the two of them.
A huge buzz, Mark, about the expected coaching of Novak Djokovic. It could be the great man, Andre.
Oh, yeah. What a story this is. So, Andre Agassi's been tipped to be the next coach of Novak Djokovic. And with last night, Djokovic losing to Nadal, he's been questioned all week about the upcoming coach, of who his coach is going to be. And I think we're going to hear pretty soon that I think it's going to be Andre Agassi, and a superstar of the game. What he'll bring to the camp, I honestly don't know. You know, Djokovic is a champion, so you know, you just need someone to guide you. There's no real coach that's needed. It's more a guidance of some expertise and maybe some, you know, getting back. Obviously, Agassi came back from a really tough situation in his career and might be able to help Djokovic get back on track from where he's been over the last sort of 12 months.
You mentioned the loss for Djokovic to Nadal. Take us through some of the Madrid results, including Simona Halep.
Yeah, so last night, obviously, I just mentioned Nadal dispatch of Djokovic in the semi-final, which is quite a big result for Rafa, who hasn't beaten Djokovic in the last seven times. So really good result there for Rafael Nadal to get through to another clay court final. He is the king of clay. Looking like his form going into the French Open is pretty big. So he'll play Dominic Thiem in the final tomorrow. That's in Madrid. And in the women's final, Simona Halep, who has had a really up-and-down kind of a year where struggled early on. She started to find a little bit of form of late. Wins the final, beating Mladenovic, who has had an amazing first start of the year and has lost the last two finals. She lost in Stuttgart. And also now losing to Halep in the final here. But, you know, for me, it's really important. Consistency at the top level is important. So, great start to the year for Mladenovic, and well done to Halep on the final.
Also, talk about the possibility of a new World Cup coming up to replace the Davis Cup. Just quickly on that, Mark.
Yeah, it's a really interesting story coming out. A proposal has been put to the ITF regarding a possible Tennis World Cup, which is going to be an interesting thing to replace the Davis Cup, which a lot of players are now starting to boycott due to the time spent being out in the court playing best of five sets, and obviously four times a year for Davis Cup. So it can be quite consuming for the players. So it has been put to the ITF. It's a space to watch. We will be covering a lot tonight on the first serve. So tune in at 10 p.m. to talk about a lot of these stories in tennis, especially Kokkinakis' comeback this week, which is going to be quite interesting. So Tanasi has had a lot of time out of the game. So we'll be joined by his camp tonight on the first serve at 10 p.m. tonight.
Okay, Mark Sefoulis joining Brett Phillips tonight on the first serve. Good on you, buddy. Thanks for your time, Mark. We'll catch you next week.